Most of us are in a car accident once in every 5 years. Is this your season for a collision? Call the show today at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or experiences. The time to sit back and let others do the work is over. It's your voice that will make a difference. Don't be intimidated or bullied. Speak out. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident journey. And you never need to travel this path alone. You can read, watch, or listen with me, Estra, at any time. With open eyes to see things as they are and make room for improvements, there is always hope for recovery. Injured do not always know how to get there, but many keep trying. In my opinion, one of the best ways to develop a life recovery plan is to evaluate where you are right now and where you want to end up, as said earlier. Can the body be pushed? Some think it can, some think it can't. The key is to keep moving in the direction of your goals, to listen to your body, mind, and spirit, because it will take all parts of you in order to be successful. Many times, being in a hurry can have the opposite effect, causing one to move backwards more than forwards. Find out how others have done things with your condition and evaluate whether this could work for you. Sometimes a medical profession may give you clues on physical aspects of how to get there. Many have seen your condition several times. Yet, these professionals are also under the control of insurance companies in most cases, if they are paying your bills. So you must also understand their methods of assistance can also be limited. This is one reason why it is so important to pay your own bills and reimburse insurance companies. The more control they have, the less control you have and your medical care professionals. Many have found a way to make their lives better and develop a plan in order to do it. And so can you. All it takes is starting slow, building a plan, which of course will change as time goes on, because you are growing in your knowledge and abilities. Again, start with just a few items so you don't become overwhelmed. Nothing gets personal attention like pain and suffering. Questions continue to crop up like unripened fruit and continue towards growth and maturity when being watered with wisdom and understanding, which unfortunately is learned painstakingly. Yet these lessons learned are rarely forgotten but quickly applied to new situations. The injury sustained in a car accident can be visible or invisible to the naked eye, yet cause pain and suffering. Learning how to endure the impact of injuries means understanding about diagnosis and reactions to new conditions. The mind and body are not always in sync after a collision, so give yourself time to adjust. Regardless of the new transition, love you unconditionally. I'm going to repeat that. Love you unconditionally. This helps to move forward and develop methods for dealing with pain and suffering. There is no prescribed way of dealing with hurt. This truly is a personal endeavor. Sometimes it will take time to discover the best fit. Remember, anything which unsettles the soul takes time for recovery. Insecurity is common, yet it is still important to be best advocate because this is a critical time in decision-making regarding not only medical care, but insurance and ERISA claim matters. It's tough to make good decisions when you're not feeling well. Therefore, take your time and don't be rushed into making any choices. You will always be your most important person in this equation. So recognize when and where decisions are made is up to you. The learning curve of pain and suffering usually is not appreciated until the lessons are applied to new situations. The key is knowing value from this time of misfortune. Life is typically darker in the midst of injury, but appreciation grows with recovery. One of the first safety nets people involved in a car crash invoke is their auto insurance policy. In back of their minds, many policyholders think that they'll receive support from their insurance carrier, and they can rely on this corporation to protect them from future harm. But is it true? Can you let your hair down, so to speak, and expect to be protected by these corporations? Does paying premiums month after month, year after year matter? How about being treated reasonably in the past in the claim process? Auto insurance companies command how most outcomes will occur for policyholders. They control when and how much medical providers receive for your care, how much attorney fees will be paid, and if and when policyholder settlements will take place and for how much. Therefore, auto insurance companies are at the core of the entire process. What moves without them? In fact, they are capable of creating the auto insurance claim to nowhere. What incentives do they have to pay out claims? Policyholders' goodwill, premium payments coming in from the insured, keeping investors happy. What about their reputation to draw in new customers? All these efforts impact their bottom line. One dissatisfied policyholder will tell at least 10 others compared to those who are satisfied. Can repetitive commercials place a psychological salve on possible future clients? Can systematic burying of online complaints or advertising on the same page quiet these unhappy insureds? What about legislation that works on their behalf? The complexity of the auto insurance claim process and the journey of dealing with this multifaceted industry means that being informed and prepared before the collision means knowing what to look for, along with what to look out for during the claim. Take nothing for granted about what you can assume to expect when dealing with auto insurance companies. Look at their records. Share how you've been treated by them. Good faith and bad faith examples help policyholders to make better decisions. This can only happen by not being bullied into silence. Recognize as a group of informed policyholders, less will fall prey to poverty. And insurance companies with these reputations will not have anywhere to hide online, offline, or behind commercials. The first look at the application for Social Security disability can feel overwhelming. We're not used to seeing pages and pages of information requests. So after realizing it's not as bad as it first appears, do a review of each page and determine what information you have on hand and anything you might need to look for or make requests to another person. The key to remember is that taking your time and filling out it correctly is important. Make sure to allow enough time for good days and bad ones. Developing a time frame of how much you can do each day, if feeling well, will help to make you feel like you've accomplished something on each portion. As when filling out any questionnaire, make sure to ask yourself, why are they asking me this question? What's the purpose? As with anything you do in this process, stick only to the facts. Provide only the information the question is asking. More than likely, any additional information will be requested on another page. If you come across a question that you don't understand or are unsure how to answer, seek the advice either through their online site, that Social Security's online site, which I've noticed they've added a lot of new information to, or contact the local office. You can always reference where you got the clarification on the question. For example, if the local office was contacted, you can say, John Doe or Jane Doe at SSA Office X helped me to understand what you wanted to know. And this will also help you to recall why you answered the question in such a manner if further clarification is needed. Much of the Social Security disability application is verification on their part, which in today's technological advances means much of the desired information is already at their fingertips. They do request your medical records, work history, and any other information they view as pertinent in making their decision. Many people get their hopes up on the completion and submission, although most don't realize denials are usually what happens upon the first submission. For many, this can be heartbreaking because most are not in their best physical, emotional, or financial position. This indeed can be an additional stressor. Is this more of a political process or discerning efforts to push more people back out in the workforce? One thing is for sure. For most, it is a last option of hope. Most would agree getting up and going to work is a much more rewarding activity than dealing with pain, suffering, medical appointments, and struggling in poverty. Yet one of the best things people can do in this situation is not give up. Don't get too discouraged. Know this is the process, and this process can take up to 3 years. How many people in the United States can hold on for 3 years without income or a job? Very few, in my opinion. But guess what? When things get tough, the tough do get going. Yes, you too will make it through these hardships. What can you do with all this newfound hardship information? Become an advocate. Where else do you see where people are struggling along for 3 years other than when you see applications that impact the middle class and poor? Where else other than with public or private insurance claims can it take so many years to resolve? When the least of us can be treated with such disdain, in my opinion, it says a lot about the current systems in place. Insured civil rights legislation can make a difference for poor and middle-class people. These are the ones who suffer the most from this type of action. Why should poor people have to pay out attorney's fees in order to have, hopefully, fair representation in order to receive benefits that are already theirs? Why must they continue to lose money they need because of a trial of bureaucracy? I assure you, it wasn't the poor who made these rules, and Wall Street would never have allowed them to be put in such a position. So what happens if you're not approved? Review the reasons. You do have the right to appeal the decision. In fact, you can receive a hearing in order to have your side of the case brought before a magistrate. Will you need an attorney at this time? That's a decision only you can make. Is it worth giving up a portion of your benefits in order to get them? Shall you go another round on your own? Regardless of the choices made, continue throughout the process. Again, don't give up or end. Remember, you paid into this insurance program, and now you need it. And what if you are approved? Typically, back benefits are received. Many people are encouraged upon approval. Yet, disability is a long road, and a plan in place may alleviate future hardships. Most people receive approximately $1,200 a month, which does not provide enough for most to live on. You may have employers wanting some of this from you or any other benefit requests. Most people, after this long, hard struggle, think the battle is over, but in actuality, it's only beginning. Therefore, preparing for the future or anticipating problems in these circumstances will go a long way. Many believe that once qualified, that's it. And unfortunately, this is not true. Social Security Disability reviews your case every few years to see if you are still qualified for benefits. Now, isn't that a stressful thought? In the rules, if you are over 50 years of age, however, there is an exemption. Your life does not end with disability. It only changes. Never give up on yourself at any age. Continue to make life improvements. Frankly, life is much better living out your dreams than being subject to the scrutiny of others, even SSDI. No matter how many times you've fallen, continue to get up. There is nothing there for you until you make the decision to keep trying to become the person of your dreams. Will it be easy? Not most times, but worth the effort. Feeling discouraged by auto or LTD insurance, employers, and SSA delays, denials, intimidation, or surveillance tactics? Got money worries because your benefits are being unfairly held? These are common tactics used against policyholders to get them to give up benefits or settlement claims. Instead of giving in to scared feelings, make the decision to fight back. There is hope. You are not alone in this struggle. In fact, you have more company than you realize. Listen to Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or Estra's Car Accident website. Here you will find information on topics often faced after being in a wreck. Take action to protect yourself and your benefits today. Estra advocates for the rights of policyholders just like you. Having trouble sleeping? Instead of tossing or turning, flip on Talking About You with Estra. There are over 100 radio shows with helpful information. Unsure about what actions to take? Listen to Estra's ideas from Collision Challenges. Whenever you're ready, Estra is here to share her experiences with you by audio, video, and print. Your car accident concerns matter. No one expects to be abused by their own or another insurance company. But what can happen after filing an auto insurance claim? Expected benefits can be stopped abruptly, leaving many families not only with an injury, but without financial means to live from month to month. And guess what? This causes most families to accept low-ball settlements rather than lose everything they have worked for, or fight this company for up to 10 years in court. And when it's said and done, the costs of the trial, attorney fees, most still have very little to show after being dragged through the mud, so to speak. Can a company who must pay out benefits be the same one to decide upon a claim? Whose interest are they going to protect, their bottom lines, or a policyholder with a significant claim? Next, harassment and intimidation tactics used as an attempt to force a policyholder into a compromising position, which can be used against their claim. Personally, I believe in continuing to be yourself. You will always have good days and bad ones. A day well lived is what's important. Letting harassment and intimidation take away anything else from you means more undeserved loss. The bad actions and behaviors of an insurance company does not mean you have to get down in the dirt with them. Choosing the high road will help you to get back on your feet and maintain integrity. There is already a significant loss accompanying a major car collision. There is nothing more a policyholder must give, in my opinion. Frankly, no matter what dirt is slung at you, stay the course. Learn about your condition and focus on recovery. This is really what counts. What lengths will some insurance companies go to in order not to pay out an insured? Who knows the depths? I suspect this is Congress's job. Let's hope they will take this under investigation. When sneaks and peeks into vehicles, residents, mail, past and current possibilities through surveillance in hopes of providing something to deny an insurance claim, in my opinion, it's an opportunistic desperation tactic. When medical professionals, acquaintances, co-workers, or anyone else an insurance harasser can get their hands on through whatever means is necessary to deny legitimate claims, means these types of insurance carriers have no intentions of doing the right things, and frankly, should not be in business. Always remember, there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal, and many of them are free to use. Select Estra's car accident playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's car accident or Estra Seattle to find legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision, and my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions, and it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You'll also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. It's as great as a gift or personal use. the 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Esther, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra site. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employer insurance programs, long-term disability, can we make a difference in creating insured civil rights laws and legislations which can make this more fair and equitable for policyholders. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So be sure to take 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Monday, which is our new day and our new time at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.